Pharmacists don't want the state to import drugs from Canada. They also don't like shop fronts in Wisconsin which sell cheaper medications from elsewhere. Chris Decker from the Pharmacy Society of Wisconsin says they've asked the state attorney general and federal officials to close the storefronts.
Three have opened this year in Wisconsin, and we hope to see a remedy to those illegal operations soon.
Illegal or not, millions of cost-conscious consumers are getting drugs from Canada, and states shocked by rising Medicare costs are considering it. An Illinois government study found Canadian drug labeling and distribution procedures as safe or safer than those in the U.S. But Tom McGinnis of the Food and Drug Administration says consumers who get their drugs from other countries could be in jeopardy.
Many of those medications come from countries where counterfeiting provides for 50% of the drugs and distribution in those countries.
State Senator Judy Robson says the FDA supports drug makers and pharmacists, who she says are using scare tactics to keep drug prices high. The Beloit Democrat says there's a groundswell of support for cheaper drugs, and federal officials need to change the law.
The real crime here is not that we're worried about unsafe medication. The crime is that Americans are not able to fill prescriptions because they can't afford it, and then their illness gets worse.
Robson supports a congressional bill which would allow drugs approved by the FDA to be imported from Canada and 25 other countries. It would curtail counterfeit drugs by requiring special packaging using some of the same safeguards used to prevent phony money. Americans currently pay prescription drug prices that are anywhere from 30 to 300% more than medications in European and other industrialized countries. Take Claritin, the allergy medication, for example. The U.S. price is $89, $37 in Canada, $18 in Europe. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.